This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks.
Do you like winter hiking or summer hiking better?
Winter hike. Well, I kind of like winter hiking, but there's only one problem in winter hiking, because moose are very grumpy in winter hiking.
Yeah,
but my favorite.
Now, did she just say moose are very grumpy in winter hiking?
Yes, she did, and I suppose it's true.
Gotta watch out for the moose.
Exactly. Not that I would know, because I don't actually do that much winter hiking. But you're hearing a young lady named Alex Herr, and she was just 6 years old when she and her mother summited New Hampshire's Mount Liberty. And here's a little bit more from the video they made at the peak.
Well, when it's summer, do you think you'll still have fun? Because we'll be able to hang out on the tops without getting cold. Yeah. So what number is this for you? Two?
No, I'll show you.
Okay.
Well, it's 24. See, I tried to show that with my fingers.
All right, shall we start heading down?
Yeah.
Okay.
24. Okay, so that video was made when Alex had summited 24 of the highest mountains in New Hampshire. She bagged the remaining 24, totaling all 48 of the Granite State's highest peaks, before she turned 7. Quite a feat, especially given the unexpected and at times difficult history her family has had with the White Mountains. All of this is chronicled in a new book by her mother, Patricia Ellis Herr. And the new book is called Up, A Mother and Daughter's Peak Bagging Adventure. And right now, Patricia Ellis Herr joins us in the studio. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
And I should say, sitting right next to you is Alex herself. She's now 9 years old. Alex Herr, welcome to you.
Hi, thank you.
It's great to have you. And I have to say, Alex, I am in awe of not only what you and your sister, your younger sister, Sage, have done in terms of bagging all those 4,000 footers in New Hampshire before you were double digits. You're not even 10 yet, so that's amazing. How does it feel when you're up at the top of the mountains?
Well, it's always very nice to be up on the top because you know you've accomplished something big.
Like really big. Because yeah. I imagine for every step that your mom takes, it's like 3 or 4 steps for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that you could do it when you first started?
Yes, I did.
Well, let's ask your mom a couple questions about that. Patricia Ellis Herr, what inspired you to take your very young children at the time up to these 4,000-foot peaks?
Well, it started on a whim, really. I saw a placard at an information kiosk off of a scenic drive on the White Mountains, and I read about this thing called peak bagging, and my daughter, Alex, at the time, she was 5, and she's full of energy all the time. And, hey, we like nature, so I thought we would give one of the mountains a go. And after a few false starts, we summited our first one, and Alex just kept asking to get out there, and so we did.
And how long did it take you to do all 48 of those 4,000-footers?
About 15 months. We went every other week on average.
15 months. So, Alex, does that mean that you were doing some of them, as we heard a little earlier, in the snow in the winter?
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, it depends what mountain. Some of them were pretty bad. Some of them were good.
Well, in the beginning for her first round, she's almost close to 3 rounds of the 48 now. So the first round we did about 6 winter hikes, and then we went back and she did the winter 48 later. She did all 48 strictly in the winter, and she just finished doing that last year. So some of the more difficult ones for the winter. The exposed peaks, Washington, Jefferson, we saved for later. Mm-hmm. But those original 6 in the winter that we did, we stayed below tree line.
Okay. So your family right now is pretty much a family of, seems like, professional peak baggers. Patricia Ellis Herr, tell us about the first one, the very first time you tried to go up one of these mountains, Mount Tecumseh. It didn't quite work out the way you planned.
No. Well, we started on a whim, and the first time I took both of them, and I didn't know what I was doing the very first time. I hadn't put the research into it that you really need to do before you set out on something like that. So it was April, and if you live in... Alex is laughing at me. She remembers this, unfortunately. If there's no snow on the ground by your house in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot of snow still on the mountains. And since that very first time, the very first time when I didn't know what I was doing yet, we set out. And of course, we hit snow that's rotting, that's sinking, and we had to turn around. I didn't have everything that we should have had with us either. So the first attempt was pretty botched. Totally my fault. And oh, Alex had no problem letting me know that. But after that first time, I did what you're supposed to do and really did some research before setting out again.
Okay, so this wasn't just about giving Alex an opportunity to sort of burn off some excess young girl energy. I mean, in your book, you talk very clearly about how giving your children a chance to really connect with nature, yes, not just at the local park, was a huge motivator for you.
Yes. I mean, she could have burnt off energy learning how to ride a bike, but we always liked being out in nature. And when you're out there on the trails, you're out in nature for hours. And I find that important for a kid. And you don't have to hike up a mountain. You could hike something flat to a pond. But getting out there, spending lots of time in nature and following your child's lead as to what they want to do has always been important to me.
And is that something that you think that she gets by, you know, really taking the point on the trail that she wouldn't get, you know, again, riding her bike or just playing in the city? It's not the chance to lead you?
I suppose, perhaps. I mean, the main thing with doing a mountain is that there's so much out there all around you to look at and to explore, and there's life everywhere. There's always a bear somewhere close by. We see the prince, we see the scat. They don't want anything to do with us, but we know that it's there. It's an opportunity to really connect. And every time we go on a hike, Alex or Sage or both will constantly see things and enjoy things that I would have blown right by. You know, frogs, salamanders, slugs, huge, orange, slimy slugs with slime trails. They're everywhere, and they're interesting. And it's just a connection with nature, as well as accomplishing something like ascending a peak.
Hmm. Well, I'm speaking with Patricia Ellis Herr and her daughter, Alex. They chronicle their adventures in climbing New Hampshire's 48 tallest peaks. They're all over 4,000 feet in the new book, Up, A Mother and Daughter's Peak Bagging Adventure. So listeners, do you feel that same pull away from concrete and asphalt towards granite and trees that are out there in nature, especially up in New Hampshire? But what lengths would you go to give your child a love of nature? Would you go to 4,000 feet? Would you go higher? Would you take a young child up to those tallest peaks anywhere here in Massachusetts, here in New Hampshire, or anywhere in the world? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Would love to hear your own peak bagging adventures. Patricia, let me ask you, I mean, it's really easy to actually romanticize what happens on the trail because you're with nature, you're in nature, sometimes the sun is shining, sometimes the snow is falling, the air is clean, it's a beautiful experience, but it doesn't always go well. I mean, the hiking and being outdoors can also be a harrowing, dangerous thing. You actually write about some close calls and challenges that you've had in the book. And I was wondering if you might read a little excerpt for us about a close call that you had on Mount Tom.
Sure. It's kind of funny because Mount Tom is not considered a dangerous peak at all. It's recommended for folks who want to get into the peak bagging game but want something not so challenging, but we got caught in a thunderstorm that formed right over us close to the summit, and I sent the kids back down the trail to get back into the safety of taller trees. Alex ran ahead of me. I had Sage with us. I was carrying her. She was three. She wasn't hiking at that point, and I ran behind Alex, and I thought I was right behind her. I really thought I was right behind her. And she tore down the trail, and I tore down after her, and she was supposed to meet me at this intersection, seriously, a couple tenths of a mile down, that we had spent a lot of time at. Mm-hmm. Thought easily recognizable. And anyway, I'm right behind her. Well, I get to the intersection, and she's not there. There are three ways she could have gone, and she probably only got there 1 or 2 seconds before I did, but that's all it took.
So all the while this is happening, there's a massive storm.
Yes, yes.
Lightning strikes,
yes.
Thunder,
hail,
high wind.
Hail, and it came out of nowhere. I learned later that the Mount Washington Observatory, because I asked the people, my friends there, you know, did I miss the weather forecast? Did I screw up? But that had actually formed right over our heads, literally. They did not even see it coming.
And that's what drove you down. You were afraid about the lightning strikes.
Okay. We were too close to the summit. We needed to get into this. So Alex went, she's not with us. And I call out to her, but the sound of the thunder drowns out my voice. She's not going to hear my voice. So this is an excerpt. Alex's safety now depends on this one small piece of orange plastic. Standing tall, I blow the whistle over and over and over again. The high-pitched blasts are loud enough to rival the storm's fury, and my ears ring painfully. Sage covers her head with her hands, though I'm not sure if the gesture is in protest to the piercing sound or in despair at her sister's absence. I blow that whistle with all my heart and soul, sending out a message to my beautiful, strong child who is running the wrong way through the White Mountain wilderness. Come back, Alex, come back. It is by far the most frightening moment of my life. Yet, stubborn anger rises up and matches the fear. She cannot get lost. I won't allow it. She was only a couple of seconds ahead of me. It's impossible that she's that far ahead. She must hear the whistle, stop, and turn around. It's what I've always told both my daughters to do in the event that we become separated. Damn it, she'd better do it now.
So Alex, you popped up just a couple minutes later. Yeah, what happened? How did you dash past the point where you were supposed to meet your mom?
Well, it was raining and hailing, just as Mom said. So it was really hard for me to see in the rain, the storm. So, you know, I wasn't really paying attention to where I was going, so I just, you know, ran the wrong way by accidentally.
But then you popped up and found her.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Patricia, I've got to ask you, the reason why this excerpt kind of put my heart in my throat when I was reading it is I thought, you know, the White Mountains, I mean, Mount Washington is famous for its amazingly unpredictable weather. This is Mount Tom that you're talking about.
Yes.
A lot of people hearing this might think, it's kind of a dangerous thing to take very young children up that high because you have to be able to turn on a dime and ask for extreme physicality in order to get out of these situations. I mean, was this a moment where you thought, maybe this isn't such a good idea, trying to bag all those 48 peaks?
No, actually. It was, this was such an unexpected thing, and I've never had anything like that happen since. We're very careful with forecasts, and we always bring a million pieces of gear, and even on that instance, I feel that we were as prepared as we could have been. But I put this in the story, in the book, because I want people to take their kids hiking if their kids want to go, but they do have to be aware of the situation that they're going to go into, and they do need to learn what to do. Those conversations that you have with your kids before you go make all the difference in the world. If I hadn't already gone over what to do with the emergency whistles and the preparation, then the outcome might have been different. So I don't think hiking, if you're carrying the right things and you don't mind turning around for any reason whatsoever, is any more dangerous than any other sport. Alex and I were just having this conversation while we were waiting to come in. I forgot what started it, but we're talking about gymnastics. Oh, football. You asked about football, gymnastics, cheerleading. I would not let my children do those things. You know, these kids flipping through the air. Are their parents insane? We can turn around if the weather strikes, or we can tent out at the last minute, but what are you going to do if the person who's supposed to catch you on a flip doesn't catch you?
Well,
so it's perspective difference.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to hear you say that because your husband, Hugh Herr, mm-hmm. he's a very famous scientist at MIT, professor in the media arts and sciences program there. He's also incredibly well known for his work in developing the next generation of prosthetic limbs. And in part because of his own life-changing experience that he had on Mount Washington, which Alex, you've bagged Mount Washington?
Yes.
In the winter.
In the winter.
March, I think.
Yeah. So I want to play a little clip of an interview that Hugh Herr, Alex, your dad, did with Fresh Air, with Terry Gross on Fresh Air. And he describes basically this life-altering experience that he had when he was 17 years old and he was climbing Mount Washington with his friend Jeff Batzer. So let's listen.
The snow was blinding. The wind speeds were very, very high. We could barely stand. We mistakenly descended down what's called the Great Gulf region of Mount Washington. And it was there that we spent several days trying to stay alive, digging snow caves, hugging each other to stay warm. But at that point, we were no longer able to walk. We suffered some severe frostbite and hypothermia. Because of the frostbite, we could only walk a few paces before losing our balance and toppling over. Fortunately, a person was out snowshoeing for the day. discovered human footprints. Our footprints followed them to our snow cave, and we were rescued from the mountain via helicopter.
That's Hugh Herr, husband of Patricia Ellis Herr and father of Alex Herr. Again, he's very famous for his work at MIT on prosthetic limbs, in part because due to that frostbite that he suffered when he was lost on for those couple days on Mount Washington, both his legs were amputated below the knees. So it's not as if your family doesn't know about the dangers. So when you do, I guess my question to you is, when you're up there on the peaks, is this sort of a way of you reconnecting with these mountains in a different way than your husband had? Or what goes through your mind?
Well, Hugh's accident, it happened 20 years before I met him. And obviously it's defined a large part of who he is. But Alex's hiking is very different. I would not take her above treeline if the conditions were like that. We don't want to have, he would obviously didn't want to have that experience either, but I'm very conservative with her as to when we go above treeline or when we get out there. And so, no, our experiences are pretty much separate from that mm-hmm. incident. Hugh's contribution to Alex's hiking and Sage's hiking comes in the form of understanding. Yes, he had that terrible accident, but most of his climbing childhood was wonderful and glorious. And yes.
Well, I have a quick question just in a couple seconds, because
sure.
that's all the time we have.
Okay.
For people listening to this, what's your first piece of advice if they want to take their kids up with them 4,000 feet?
Take it slow. Take it at their pace. It's their hike. It's not yours. They want to turn around, and go as slowly or as fast as they want, and bring a lot of emergency gear.
Patricia Ellis Herr is author of Up, A Mother and Daughter's Peak Bagging Adventure. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Alex Herr, thank you as well, and good luck on all your future climbs as well.